This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Avalanche Information Agency is stressing the importance of preparedness after one of its own forecasters was trapped in a slide near the Eisenhower Tunnel. CPR's Dina Sieg says the employee had minor injuries and hypothermia.
The avalanche earlier this week trapped the forecaster for about 5 hours. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center's Brian Lazar says they used a satellite communication device to call for help.
And we've seen those become crucial tools in the event that something goes wrong to enable successful recoveries. We've seen that numerous times just this season alone.
Lazar says having a safety plan and rescue tools are also critical in the backcountry. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A state lawmaker is apologizing for leaving his handgun in a bathroom at the state capitol. Republican Representative Don Wilson says he accidentally left the weapon behind late Tuesday evening after a long committee hearing. The building was closed to the public at the time. A janitor found the gun and called the state patrol. Wilson also called them a short time later to say he'd left an item in the restroom. Lawmakers are allowed to bring guns into the capitol building, although Democrats are advancing a bill to ban that practice. The Estes Park aerial tram will resume taking visitors up and down Prospect Mountain in May. The tram closed last summer. It was family-operated starting in 1955. The Heron family sold the business to a private tourism firm called Gondola Ventures. The red tram cars carry people more than 1,000 feet above the Estes Valley, Rocky Mountain National Park, and the Stanley Hotel. Gondola Ventures is also behind a similar attraction being built in Idaho Springs. A mostly sunny weekend all across Colorado, in Denver and Colorado Springs, highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News and KRCC.